This is Mucho African Radio, live at the Black Diplomacy Summit in Toronto. My name is Angelica Johnson-Baptista. I am the program assistant to the Black Diplomats Academy. We welcome our partners, speakers, fellows to our summits, and we look forward to having an engaging conversation.
My name is Vivian Atana. I'm one of the 2023 Cohort 3 Fellows of the Black Diplomats Academy. I had the pleasure of learning about the Mucho Radio through Dialot, the Developing Young Leaders of Tomorrow Today organization. And I'm really excited as well because of this connection to be able to now expand Mucho Radio's reach across Canada by serving as a connector to be able to bring the stories of people of African descent, communities from coast to coast, to communities internationally as well. Through the documentation of our stories, through Mucho Radio and beyond. So I'm 23 years old. I'm a South Sudanese Canadian, born and raised in Regina, Saskatchewan. I'm a recent graduate of the Faculty of Social Work at the University of Regina as of last year, 2022. Since then, I've been working at the Saskatchewan Council for International Cooperation, where we advance the Sustainable Development Goals across the province of Saskatchewan. I work with an amazing team, but I also have the opportunity outside of my paid work to actually work in community, which is how I found my way into social work and later on diplomacy as well. So I also contribute to different social organizations as well as community-based organizations. I'm the co-founder of Black in Saskatchewan, which is a youth-led organization in the province of Saskatchewan. I also serve on the board of the YWCA in Regina. And I'm also part of the South Sudanese Youth of Canada organization as well, where we are actually looking forward to being able to bring Mucho Radio along with us as we journey into our third annual South Sudanese Youth of Canada conference, which will be held in Calgary, Alberta this summer. So these days, quite busy doing a lot of community work, as well as developing my skills as a young diplomat as part of the Black Diplomats Academy. I'm extremely excited. I think with every engagement that I'm able to participate in, one of the things that I'm always thinking of is how can I take the knowledge that I'm getting and take it back home to the youth in my community, both youth who I'm working with directly, who are leaders in their own right and serve as mentors to me, but also youth who we're working with who might not have the opportunities that I'm able to have as a right of education and that sort of thing. So I'm very excited, and it makes me very hopeful for the future, being able to connect with youth, but also learn that my struggles are not unique. When I'm able to go to events such as the Permanent Forum for People of African Descent through Dialot, or being able to be here at the Global Summit, learning from elders, learning from my peers, I'm able to see that some of the different solutions to the challenges that I'm facing are right there in community. And when we're able to create partnerships, you know, we're able to advance ourselves at a much quicker rate. So it's really inspiring for me to be able to be here in community, whether it's in my own hometown of Regina, Saskatchewan, or here in Toronto as well.